Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're going to continue on looking at a few verses found in James, that first chapter, and the actual text we were looking at was found in verse 16, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." And if you just consider that verse, it could refer to the verses that preceded it, the four verses, or the one after it. On yesterday's broadcast, we looked at what James had to say about blessed is the man that endures temptation, because when we go through temptations, and we will in this life, we will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. But verse 13, we can't say, well, this is God tempting me, because God cannot be tempted with evil. He doesn't tempt us. I'm paraphrasing what the word says. But we're tempted when we're drawn away by our own lust or desire and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, verse 15, it bringeth forth sin, and when it is finished, it brings forth death. And so we see that as we look at what James is telling us, we, in understanding the very possibility of self-deception, we can't say, well, we can't blame God for our problems, for our failures. We can't blame others, say it's our heredity, our environment, those around us, or even blame the devil. We are responsible for our own sin. And we deceive ourselves if we say, try to put the blame somewhere else. But the good news is, if we will come to the Lord and confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But now let's go on to a beautiful verse found in verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is neither variableness nor the shadow of turning. What a beautiful, beautiful picture of the generosity of God. And so, while it's possible to be deceived into placing responsibility elsewhere than on ourselves as far as temptation, it's also possible to believe that some, might not believe that it's really, every good thing is really coming from God. And there are some very interesting thoughts in the words of this text, that one, first of all, that God is the source of all good things. And we sometimes have a tendency to forget this or to ignore it, or there are even some who would deny it. But James affirms that God is the origin and the source of all good things. Even something like the rain, he causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. God uses many different means and methods to bring good into our lives. And it's the eye of faith, beloved, that will see the grace of God in everything that is good. The heart of faith will praise God for all that is good. A little poem says, "Back of the loaf is the snowy flour, back of the flour, the mill, back of the mill, the wheat, the shower, the sun, and our Father's will." Now, because God is a good God, and that's His very nature and character, whatever gifts He gives are always good. And of course, we have to recognize His greatest gifts are inward and spiritual. They can't be weighed on scales or measured by a yardstick. They can't be evaluated in dollars and cents. Who can place a value on the gift of forgiveness, the gift of reconciliation, the gift of divine sonship. Think about that, beloved. How wonderful, how beautiful is that? The gift of salvation, it's priceless. There's nothing more valuable, more amazing, more incredible that we can be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Who can calculate the preciousness of the joy of knowing that heaven is our eternal joy, our eternal destination, our eternal home, fellowship with the Lord? Who can evaluate the priceless privilege of the opportunity to serve in the name of Jesus? God has given such a multitude of gifts that many of us don't recognize how generous He is. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me? David said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The psalmist spoke to his own soul and said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. That's Psalm 103:2. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases, who satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. His gifts, beloved, are always good. And also, when you think about it, they always have a purpose. God does not bestow His greatest gifts upon us merely for our selfish enjoyment. He usually has a redemptive purpose in mind. And to receive and to utilize one of God's good gifts causes us to drink more fully of the cup of God's salvation. It helps us if we'll think about it, if we'll appreciate it. So many things, beloved, we take for granted that you can actually get up from bed and stand on your own two feet, that you have food to eat, that you're able to breathe deeply, that you're not on a bed of sickness. So many wonderful things we take for granted. The senses, to be able to see, to hear, to touch. So many of our wonderful veterans, they've paid a terrible price. They've lost limbs. They've lost sight. They've lost hearing. We should be so grateful. In fact, I was with some friends. We were at an auction in our neighborhood, and this dear woman who was a Christian spoke of her husband who had just gone on to be with the Lord in just a few months prior, just a couple months. And he had been disabled and had some amputations because of Agent Orange, the consequences of it. And he said, all you need to go is go to a veterans hospital. And he was thinking how blessed he was when he saw others in positions of greater and more dire circumstances. Beloved, to respond and to utilize God's good gift, all the things that He's done for us, will have an uplifting and enriching effect upon our lives and those around us. Most parents are eager to bestow upon their children gifts that are not only enjoyable, but develop their capacities and abilities for a fuller and more complete life. And of course, this explains the increasing sales of educational toys. Parents desire, they want to give those things which will be helpful, which will help them develop. Similarly, every gift of our Heavenly Father, think about it, it's designed and intended to make life fuller for us, the recipients. But He has purposes, and that is to conform us to the image of His dear Son. And so every gift is bestowed upon us, not just to bless, not just the recipient, but others also through the recipient. Praise God. God is a giver. He's always giving every good. Every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variables, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. God is always giving. And the later part of this verse speaks of the nature and character of God as being forever the same. He is an unchangeable God. I am the Lord. He changes. I do not change. That's what He said about Himself. He knows no change of rising or setting like the sun. There's neither a shadow nor eclipse of his gracious and loving purpose. So what can we say as we look at the generosity of our God? As the Father of lights, God is very different from the sun, whose benefits we enjoy every day. Think about that. The sun rises every day. Half of our time is spent in the light, and then when night comes, it's spent in darkness. Unlike the sun, which shines on our part of the world only half of the time, God is ever present to give his love, his mercy, his guidance to meet the deepest needs of our lives. Oh, we serve a wonderful, a great, and a merciful God. And let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your generosity, that every good and every perfect gift comes down from heaven to us because you love us. And Father, we pray that you'll forgive us the times that when we go through hard times, we feel that you don't love us, you don't care for us. But even adversity, Father, even the things that we would see as loss or as problems or as crises, that you're able to turn all things for our good. And so we thank you, Lord, that nothing happens to us. Everything that occurs, you can benefit for our good. All things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to your purpose. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness, and we love you. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, I am your God, and I strengthen you, and I would impart my joy to you. I would impart, yea, my strengthening in your inner man, that you shall know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am with you, and I will not fail you. Praise me, love me, and receive the blessing of my presence and my strength, says your God. Thank you, Lord. We receive that. Amen and amen. Oh, beloved, it's been good to spend these few moments together in the presence of the Lord, and I invite you to join me next time as we'll see what the Lord has for us. I thank you for your prayer support. You see, in partners, I thank the Lord for your faithfulness in giving, and I'm asking God's richest blessings upon you. My radio family, I pray for you every day, and I ask God to draw you ever closer to his heart. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate and love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.